1H. Exercise 4, page 10.
Now, what can you do if you want to grow your own food, but live in a flat and don't have access to a garden? Well, my next guest has the answer. Joining me now is Susan Chandler, the director of Green Partners, a garden-sharing website. Welcome, Susan.
Thank you.
Susan, what exactly is garden sharing? Is this where neighbourhoods share a green space, a sort of community garden?
Not exactly. Garden sharing is when a person shares their land with someone who wants to grow food on it. At Green Partners, we connect would-be gardeners with those who want to share their land. There is so much wasted land in our cities that could easily be used to grow food.
Interesting. How does it work?
Well, we are basically a matchmaker that brings together people who own land with gardeners who need land. The landowner allows the gardener to grow food on the land in exchange for part of the harvest. Everyone benefits.
Very clever. How did you think of the website?
I was doing some gardening at a community garden when I saw an advert on the message board asking for someone interested in gardening their back garden. I immediately thought that what we need to do is match gardeners looking for space with those who have gardens that are just sitting unused.
It certainly makes sense. How does the website work?
It's very easy. Anyone interested must state whether they want to use or lend a garden, and then submit their location and email address. Then they can search a map of their area to see what is available near them.
And do you provide a contract between the gardener and the landowner?
No. It's up to the two to sort out the details and come to an agreement. We do, however, offer some guidelines on what they should consider in their agreement.
Such as?
First and foremost, they should agree on the amount each partner will take of each crop. Then there are the issues of how often and what time of day the garden will be tended, and whether the owner would like to take part in the gardening.
I thought the owners don't get involved in the gardening.
On average, they don't, but it depends on the individual. Even those with little free time could get involved simply by offering to water the garden daily.
Don't people feel uncomfortable with a stranger in their back garden?
I think that mentality is changing, mostly from the use of the internet. People are more tolerant of dealing with strangers, especially when they have a common goal, like growing food.
Well, I think it's a great idea. Both partners give something and both get freshly grown food in the end.
Yes, but some don't do it just for food. They just get a lot of satisfaction knowing they are putting land to a good use.
I can understand that. How's the website doing?
Very well. We have made hundreds of successful matches. Currently, there is a lack of gardeners to match the many plots of land that are being offered for use. So, if you have green fingers and some free time, get in touch with us at www.greenpartners.com.
All right. Any of you listeners that want to grow your own food, check out the site. Thank you, Susan, and I wish you continued success with Green Partners.
Thank you.